Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am here to give you the episode number 35 of the Tuesday Tip. I am so excited. I have had a summer of just really being off of social media aggressively as I normally am. I'll just say it like that. I have not been recording the shows. I've just been kind of reevaluating some things and seeing what's important to me and what I need to do. Okay, so I have determined that I love radio and I will forever be on radio. So I am definitely excited to recontinue the Tuesday Tip. This is episode number 35, and today's word is coaching. You see, I have determined that I am an excellent coach. And I've realized that because of all of the people that I've informally coached. I have coached so many people informally that they say, you need to do this for a living. So I am now adding coaching to one of the many things that I do as Cheryl Jones, Queen of Hearts. So I'm so excited to tell you about that. Let me tell you what the word coaching means to me and how it can encourage you and better serve you in your business. The C for coaching stands for courage. You see, it takes courage to do any type of business. It takes courage to do anything, to be a group leader in your church, to get up and do a presentation anywhere. It takes courage to do anything. And here's what I know. The more courage that you can have on your journey of life, the better off your life will be. I will tell you, I've spent the majority of my life not operating from courage, to be honest with you. And I've really seen that not having courage has really hurt me. So I just want to let you know that the sooner you can get courage, the better off you will be. So that's the C in coaching. The next letter is O, and O stands for opportunity. You see, we need an opportunity. Opportunity is the way that all things happen. Everybody has some type of opportunity. You know, it's so important that we just really have opportunities and we see the opportunities that are available to us. I tell you, I have been presented with so many incredible opportunities, and I will say that here's what I know without a shadow of a doubt. Opportunity is looking for you if you're looking for opportunity. If you are not looking for opportunity, opportunity is not looking for you. And I know that that sounds like an oxymoron, but here's what I know. We have got to stay open for any and everything that's coming into our life. And when we do, our life will truly change. So I hope that you're open to all opportunities that come your way. A in coaching stands for attitude. And I tell you, I will be honest, I've had some down attitude this summer. Just from different things going on, different things not going the way that I thought that they could or whatnot. Attitude is key. Attitude is key to you staying excited about what you've got going on. Attitude is key to attracting others to you, because what you're feeling and what you're thinking is coming into your life. So if you're thinking of a lot of negative stuff is coming into your life. If you're thinking of a lot of positive stuff is coming into your life. I tell you, it's no better way to show your outward expression of what you believe will happen besides your attitude. And what I mean by that is take a chance on yourself. Take a chance that everything is going to go great. I tell people all the time, believe that everything is going to go great. Even when everything seems like it's going bad, believe that it's going to go great. Just have that belief in your mind, in your soul, in your heart. And when you do, it will make a world of difference. The next C stands for collaboration. I will be the first to tell you that I have not been a collaborator. And I just have to be honest and upfront. I have never really been a collaborator. I've always been the one leading things. What I'm learning now in my older age, not old, understand, just older and wiser, what I've learned in my older age is a lot can happen when two minds come together. You see, the two minds in psychology, they say when two minds come together, you form a third mind. And when that third mind is formed, boy, oh boy, some interesting things can happen. So I want you to consider collaboration. I'm not saying that everybody that you meet and everybody that says, hey, let's do this, is going to be great for you. I'm not saying that at all. What I am saying to you, though, is that when you open your mind to possible collaborations, you never know what's going to happen. You just never know, you know? So just be open to at least talking with the person about a collaboration. I'm excited for that, and definitely, you know, just knowing that as I get older, yeah, I can see myself being on other people's platforms and collaborating with them. So, so important. So make sure you do that. The H in coaching stands for heart. Put your heart into everything you do. You guys know I'm the queen of hearts, and I just truly believe that everything needs to be heart-centered. You see, we wake up, and we have been equipped with some things that are already in our heart. Just let those things germinate. Just let those things take flight, you know. Just let them be something that really can lead and guide you in your life and with everything you've got going on. And when you do, you know what? That can be the source of some wonderful services. When you lead with your heart, I tell you, it makes a huge difference. It makes a huge difference. So just know that. The N in coaching stands for new ideas. You know, I would have never guessed. I started my company. It'll be 11 years old on the 14th of October. I started my company almost 11 years ago. I would have never guessed that I would be doing some of the things that I'm doing right now. But here's what I know. When new opportunities arise, new things arise, nothing stays the same. And I had to learn that because I thought the business that I was in would always be there, would always stay the same. Nothing stays the same. And when we just accept that going forward, our life will be so much better. So I just accepted that nothing is going to stay the same. And that I have to look for new opportunities and new ideas because that's how I'm going to grow and be the person that I want to be as the Queen of Hearts. So last letter is G in coaching, and that for me is giving. I always have a give back, and I tell people, give from your overflow. Give from your overflow. Now, I'll be the first to tell you, sometimes I didn't do that. Sometimes I gave from a place that was too low in terms of, you know, I gave more than I was supposed to. I'll just be honest and upfront with you. And that wasn't always a good thing. I'm just being honest. That wasn't always a good thing. Sometimes we've got to get into a situation where we can give more, but we've got to earn more and do more in order to give more. So I just encourage you to be that person who's doing more so you can give more. Be that person that's always, always learning how your situation can be better because of your life and what you've got going on and what you're doing to make things better. Be that person that's learning how to give more because you are indeed affecting the people that are around you. So this is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts. Today's word was coaching, and that acronym was, first C is for courage, the O is for opportunities, the A is for attitude. The second C is for collaboration. The H is for heart. The I in coaching stands for inspiration. Be an inspiration to yourself and to others. Be an inspiration. And what I mean by that is share your story. You never know who you can inspire with your story. So just be an inspiration to others. The N stands for new idea, and the G stands for giving. Have a wonderful day. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, giving you the Tuesday Tip, episode number 35. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.